Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
So what do you think about when you're in the shower? What thoughts are going through your mind? Let me tell you what, and I know I've talked a little bit about this in the past, trying to be thinking forward instead of going backwards and thinking about all the negative things, all the negative shit that's happened to me. It would seem to be popping up in the shower in the morning. And, it's certainly not a good thing. And I've been having all these conversations on the show with so many really, really, really smart and thoughtful people. And specifically in the Create segment, where I've been talking to CEOs or leaders and talking about their mindset and their self-talk and things like that. It's really caused me to take a big step back and look at how to examine what limiting beliefs that I might have. Think about things subconsciously are stopping me from being as successful as maybe I could be. And that's been an immensely valuable. So I'm super grateful to all the people that have helped to sort of expand my perception and the way that I've been thinking about things. And it made me realize that I really think that I've got like these, for lack of a better term, like emotional blocks, and things that I've been holding on to for such a long time. And that's why the same stuff, the same shit would always come up in the shower in the morning, right? Because that's when your subconscious mind is sort of regurgitating back to you the things that it's been thinking about and ruminating on and stuck on, certainly in my case, and probably yours too. And so I've really been trying to do the work. And life's a funny thing. I mean, this whole thing, I mean, it's a journey of self-exploration for me, trying to figure out how to be a happy and contented person, how to be as successful as I can be, how to be a great advisor and a great dad and parent. And that's really what life is all about. And constantly learning and trying to get better. And I've been on that path and you've been with me, and thank you so much for that. I guess thanks for your patience in a lot of capacity as well. But I did one of these talking about how I did one of these Money Patriot episodes a while back, talking about how I just never understood the idea of letting things come to me. And as I've been doing the work and digging deeper into this stuff, It makes all the sense in the world to me why it is that I've been the way that I've been, and more so the opportunities that I really see that I do have to become so much better in the future than I am now and that I've been in the past. It is always a matter of kind of bite down and grind my teeth and keep moving forward and keep fighting forward, trying to break through these barriers and break through these blocks, as opposed to digging deep and doing the work and figuring out what blocks that I have, what emotions or feelings are keeping me from realizing my full potential, getting to the place of real happiness and contentment. So I've been doing a lot of this stuff. I've been doing a lot of the work. I've been listening to a ton of podcasts and studying and trying to get better, and I don't necessarily you're not going to get into all the different stuff I've been doing necessarily today, more to come on all that. So all that being said, really wanted to talk about forgiveness. And forgiveness and moving on. As I've been going through all this over the past couple of months, on Sunday, today's Thursday, so a couple of days ago, my brother John has been fighting cancer for, feels like for a long time. Way longer, it feels way longer for him than it does for me, obviously, but found out that that he was given 6 months to live. So it's been a lot to kind of process, and get our arms around and our brains around and everything else. That's going to be ongoing. And, you know, I think that if you give somebody a 1% chance, or if somebody had a 90% chance of, if a certain kind of cancer killed 90% of the people, I think that certainly 10% of the people survive it. And John is that 10%, and he's that 1%. And I'm confident that that he will fight through it, and and come out on the other side. But for the sake of our conversation today, so much of the stuff that that we hold on to, it just doesn't matter, and we need to move on from it. Now, that being said, way easier said than done. You can't just move on if you don't have the tools for moving on. And it's a really, a very real thing. And all I can do is talk about this from my perspective. Because while I think that I may have moved past a lot of the things that I'm sort of stuck on, I just haven't. And I ask you to ask yourself that question. Are there certain things that are certain instances, are there certain people that you feel you've been wronged by? And have you actually forgiven them? And have you moved on? Have you wronged people in the past? And have you done the work to forgive yourself and move on? And I don't know the answer to that question for you, but for me, I just haven't moved past these things. And so I think that it's really important to be extremely conscientious and deliberative and intentional about identifying those people, those relationships, those instances or occurrences or whatever it might be, times when you felt that you've been the victim of injustice, or when people have felt made you feel unworthy or made you feel ashamed or have hurt you in some way. Because if we don't, not able to let go of those things, they're going to keep popping up. And it's still going to be stuck in our subconscious brain. And the pain's going to still be there until we finally do let it go. So I need to stop giving oxygen to negative shit in my life. I need to stop harboring resentment towards people that have wronged me in the past. Because as the saying goes, that's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And so much of the stuff that happened in our past, I mean, again, just talking about with me, so much of this shit just doesn't matter, and it's stopping me from realizing my full potential. And I think it could be stopping you if you are in the situation where you hang on to stuff the way that I do. It could really be stopping you from reaching your full potential as well. So I'm just going to tell you what it is that I've done. I've just been doing a lot of journaling. And when I do, specifically when I'm in the shower, I get out of the shower and whatever thoughts that popped up, you know, old shit, old stuff that's ancient history, but my brain doesn't realize that, then I simply write it down. I write the people down. I write the situation down. And then I ask myself and think about forgiving that person for making me feel or doing whatever it was that they did to me, for forgiveness. I forgive them. And I think about negative things that I've done to other people in the past, and I ask that they would forgive me. And then I actually put pen to paper just this week as well, and tried to remember everything from age 0 to 5, and then first grade, second grade, literally tried to find all the negative feelings that are in my past and wrote them all down. And now I've also been researching and trying to figure out, you know, what the actual process for forgiveness is. And there's lots of great articles online and all that jazz. And maybe I'll get into that a little bit deeper at some point. But what's really important here is everything that's been going on in my life, you know, this path of self-discovery and all that wonderful stuff. And then trying to help my family, my brother and his wife deal with everything that they're going through right now. I think it's so important that figure out what does matter to you, and all the other shit that doesn't matter, let's really work to get rid of it and to truly move on. And if we're able to do that, I think that we're really going to position ourselves to be happier and more successful people in whatever it is that we choose, if that's financially, or if it's your relationship with your loved ones, or if it's being a better person in your community. And that's the stuff that I think truly does matter, right? I mean, I believe that Harvard study, and I think it's the Grant study, you know, talked about, it's the human connections, it's the interpersonal relationships, the connection we have to our communities. That's what's important. So if I need to be thinking about anything in the shower in the morning, it shouldn't be bullshit that happened to me that I'm still carrying around from fucking 25 years ago, or maybe even longer. It should be, how can I make the relationships and how can I strengthen those and really make them better and help to build and create good things in the lives of the people that I care about. So encourage you to do the same. Thank you for listening as always. I appreciate it. I hope that you find value in this, and hope that it inspires you to take action and to dig a little bit deeper to figure out what doesn't matter in your life, to move on from it, and to really go all in on the things that do matter for you. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.